This is Kaloum from the Rollist Podcast live from London. You are listening to the Redemption Podcast from the RPG Academy Network.
This is Redemption, an actual play podcast set in the Star Wars role-playing game system.
Hey, this is Kendall. This is the last part of our Catacon 2017 Patreon special, where we actually sat down and had an adventure in the same timeline as Redemption with some of our side NPCs. This takes place at the same time that the Kralitz Fang crew are on Coruscant at the end of Season 3, and we'll pick up Season 4 in 2 weeks. But without further ado, here is Part 3 of the Catacon 2017 special.
I'll land and we'll see what we can find.
Why don't we just ask the lizards where the people who aren't lizards are?
I'm sure it's not all just lizards. I mean, I've been to Ryloth. Technically, you can throw a Womp Rat without hitting a Twi'lek, but there's a lot of you. But there's still, you know, there's humans, there's other people. Yeah. I've seen some Rodians. Some Rodians, actually.
Camera cuts to you guys coming out of hyperspace over the planet. You know, there's one main large city that does most of the business and political structure on the planet.
There's like probably traffic control or something called on. Yep. The traffic control.
You get permission to land.
Okay.
They give you a landing pad and you land. What would you guys like to do?
I will spend a light side point to create a contact.
Okay. Who do you know on the planet?
I would say it's someone I used to work for. One of the smaller businesses. Used to do a lot of more cutthroat business, and it's something I used to be really good at.
When you say cutthroat, do you mean literally
cutthroat?
Yeah,
like literally cutthroat.
Okay, so bounty hunter type?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What is his name?
Sarkar.
Sarkar, right? All right. So you're going to just go to his place? You're going to call him up on the...
Yeah, comms? I'll hit him up on the comm, give him a quick ring.
All right. You make a comm call, and you see him.
Well, you know that that favor you owe me.
How could I forget?
Well, I've come into some friends, and we're looking for someone on planet.
And who might that be?
I think it's best if we talk in person. Is there somewhere we can meet?
You know where my shop is.
We'll be there shortly.
I'll be waiting.
Is everyone's gear in good working order?
Well... apart for a certain refrigeration unit on my ship.
I'll get to it.
It got an upgrade, darling. You'll just wait and see.
I was referring more to your weaponry. I may owe him a favor, but some of the people he hangs out with are a little on the rough side.
Sounds like my kind of place.
I like it rough, too.
Can I get a signal on my data pad and maybe do a search to see if there's any sort of reports about that? About sure. The witches? All right, I'm going to do that.
Are you just looking for general information,
or
are you trying
to
hack their
system? Yeah, I'm not going crazy.
Just for like general news, it's just going to be... it would just be simple.
See if I can pick something up. Okay. All right. 1, 2, 3. 3 successes and an advantage.
The closest you find is a report of strange happenings in the city of like bar fights and different disturbances that happen in the city with 4... women who have come on the planet, and they're raising a little ruckus here and there, and they seem to be a little rowdy and talking about how they plan on taking over the galaxy with their new inventions.
Where was that?
A few
areas?
Different, like, bars and shops and some more rougher establishments.
All right, I'll make note of the locations on my data pad, and just I'll show Reese, like, in some spots. Looks like they maybe showed up here.
Well, looks like we found them.
I've been to a couple of those places before. Wouldn't surprise me that they draw in some off-worlders.
Never been here, but they look disreputable enough to me.
Might be worth checking out after we speak with your man there.
Unless he knows where they're living. Then we just go kill him.
You know where we're going, Yas.
All right. It's not far from where we landed.
So, right before they leave the ship, Reese walks into the kitchen... and he stays in there for a minute or two, and as he walks out, we see, the toaster is disassembled. There's one more thing disassembled than there was when we last saw the kitchen.
All right.
And the camera kind of stays on the doorway, and you hear people debarking, and then you see Dal's head poke in. He closes his eyes and just says, "Cripping passengers." And then we cut away.
Yep, just have a little camera following you guys through the streets. It's crowded. It's lots of hustle and bustle going on. Most of the people here aren't the most friendly towards off-worlders. And eventually you get to Sikar's establishment. And he's got a smaller shop, kind of off a shadier part of town. And you guys go in there, and you see he's a little bit rougher looking. You know, got a few scars. Looks like he's been in a few fights. Looks like he doesn't shy away from, you know, a little conflict. And he looks over at you.
Yes. What is it that you need?
The Duro that I'm with, the man, he seems to have an ailment, and we believe that there are some off-worlders that are clouding his mind with the dark side of the Force.
You are looking for them? Interesting. What is it that you want with them?
One way or another, when we leave this planet, Essek will be free of their control.
Well, it seems that your quarry has made a deal with one of the League's higher-ups, a man named Azeldrin Seas. I would encourage you to go check out his lab at his private home. It's on a small island to the west. I believe this makes us even.
Yes, it does. Please hesitate to call on me again. And then Yas will start walking out of the bar and wave everyone to follow him.
Thank you.
He actually kind of bows his head to you when you say that. What would you guys like to do?
Rent a speeder.
Okay, done. You guys get a speeder that can go over the water, and you head to the island. It's not hard to find. He gave you pretty simple directions.
They can see us, like, driving the speeder, right? So there's no stealth involved here?
Well, we could have flown in a very loud ship. That wouldn't be very stealthy. How are you with parachutes?
I guess I could do heights.
Yeah. No.
All right.
As you approach the island, it's not like it's on the beach. It's inland. So you'll have a chance to actually sneak in. So you guys get up there, you land the speeder. You have options. You can sneak in or you could crash the front door. What would you like to do?
Stealth is probably the best approach in this one.
All right.
Plan B?
Sure.
Plan B, yeah.
If I can get inside, plus I can shut down their defenses.
Plus, there's a chance that I'll get my toaster back.
No.
What are you talking about?
No.
And Dal just glares at Reese.
I'll buy you a new one.
That toaster was 300 credits.
I'll buy some new parts and replace them and fix it for you.
What the hell does that toaster do for 300 credits?
Well, it auto-flips and can do different logos, so different sports teams, and you can remote control it from anywhere in the ship.
Better be self-buttering, too.
It does. Actually, butter, apple butter, honey butter, Wookiee butter, don't ask.
You need milk Wookiees?
I also noticed that there is a croissant setting on it, and that was very impressive.
Group stealth check, then, if you're going to sneak up. Who has the highest stealth?
I have a yellow and two green.
Three greens.
I have four greens.
Good one, yes. Stealth, yeah. Oh, okay. I've got the one yellow and two greens. Okay, so four
greens. It's either two yellows or what did you say?
It's one yellow and two green.
I got the same.
One of you two, then.
What's the difficulty?
Make it a hard check, so three.
Three successes and one threat.
You guys are successfully sneaking around the side of the house. It's a pretty elaborate little vacation home. It looks pretty advanced. It looks nice and wide open, lots of natural light. Something you'd see on, you know, Travel Channel. You have to do a lot of effort to keep Essek calm. He's starting to get more agitated. He's starting to try to walk directly towards the house. So you guys are spending a lot of time keeping him quiet and keeping him focused.
I have a feeling we're going in the right direction. Everybody else think that too?
You guys get up to the side of the house. Somebody's going to have to crack in there.
I will hack the door with my computers.
Your difficulty, give yourself a red, two purple, and a couple black dice. Because the area, since you're not really familiar with their technology, The environment kind of makes things a little rough. Unless you have any abilities, it might get rid of black dice.
Let me check. Yeah, I do, actually. I've got bypass security. It allows me to remove 2 black dice from any attempts to disable security devices or open locked doors. I would also like to suffer 2 strain to decrease the difficulty of the computers or slicing check by 1 to a minimum of easy.
All right. You could take the red down to a purple. So you'd have 3 purple, I believe.
And my computer's check. Let me just make that roll. Is that 3 successes and 2 advantages?
All right. Go ahead and explain how you pop the door open.
Ilar works his way up to the door, and he takes out his data pad. He connects to the door, and I do my little... I connect all the different nodes, and I work it, and I'm good, and it opens.
All right. You guys see a side door pop open.
That's the wrong... I'm sorry. Hold on one second. That's the wrong... Wait. Hold on. I close the door, and then the one that we're at, I do.
So the door in front of you opens up, and you guys can proceed in. And as you guys are walking down a hallway, you actually watch Essek as... You guys are kind of walking in one direction, and you'll see he kind of goes in a different direction.
I think we need to go over there.
I told you. You should have brought the leash.
I couldn't find it. It's gone mysteriously missing.
That wasn't me. I would ask the people that left the glitter in your ship.
Wait, who put glitter in my ship? That's going to be on your bill, too.
I have not worn glitter in many years. It's not, well, many months.
Eventually, following Essek, you guys can find your way down into a lab. Ilar and Reese especially know this is a very advanced lab. There's lots of new technology in here. It's all state-of-the-art. One thing that glaringly sticks out, though, is there are 4 Dathomirian witches in here, which really doesn't make any sense. And right in front of them, you see they have several of those power cells in front of them. They're all glowing green with this very eerie light. And next to those power cells, you see this large vat of the ichor that you guys saw in the cave.
So we all sort of walk in, right? So we walk into the room. Reese has sort of given Ilar a quick punch on the shoulder as they went through the door, you know, like, good work, bro. And as they see this, Reese just reaches into a messenger bag that he's been carrying with him, and you hear a click, and he just takes the bag off and throws it into the room.
Okay.
And pushes everybody back behind him.
Sure, make a ranged light.
What's the difficulty?
We'll just make it a 2. It's not normally something that's thrown real easy, so give yourself a black die because it's an odd-shaped thing that's not designed to be thrown. I'm assuming it's like a satchel charge type thing.
Exactly. Flip a destiny point.
Flip one of those light side to dark side, please.
Here we go. Oh, boy. That's, that's kind of fun. We're looking at 2 successes, 1 of which is a triumph and a threat.
All right. Where were you trying to get it to land?
Right in the middle of the Night Sisters.
Okay. Fair enough. What is the damage on that?
All right. So he threw essentially a jury-rigged anti-personnel mine, which is going to do 14 damage. And since I got the triumph, I'm going to use that to do a critical. Or wait, how does that...
Activate blast, I think.
Activate blast. Oh, okay.
Yep.
Okay, so he throws it in there, and the nearest Night Sister is going to take 14 damage, and the rest are going to take 4 from the blast that he activates with the triumph.
Okay. You can see one of them drops. She very clearly could not take that damage, and you see that one of them, obviously Zentu, because she starts giving commands, she took the brunt of the damage. So we're going to drop into initiative now.
2 successes and an advantage.
3 advantage.
3 successes and 2 advantages.
I'm going to use rapid reaction, suffer a strain to add a success to my roll. So 3 successes and an advantage.
4 advantages.
All right. So the explosion happens, you see the damage, and first PC.
So the explosion happens, and then Dal steps back into the doorway, and with a very practiced maneuver... His coat flips back, both hands come down, he with incidentally quick draws both of his pistols and just unleashes a flurry of blasts at the closest Night Sister.
You're medium range. She does have an adversary rank, so upgrade one of the purples to a red, and she has a defensive 2.
4 successes, including 1 triumph, and 2 advantages, which is enough to activate my second pistol.
Okay.
So she is going to take 21 points of damage and a critical. 62.
She is disoriented till the end of the encounter. So she takes a black die on everything.
So Dal lets loose with a blast, and the first couple shots actually hit a counter next to her and detonate one of the little charged crystals, which kind of blasts into her, knocking her to the side, and then the rest of the shots just slam home, and she takes quite a bit of damage.
All right, next PC.
Verita will take out her dragon eye, her favorite gun there, and she will shoot and say, "This one's for my husband, you witch!" And she's going to try and shoot Zentu.
So you're going to be at a red and a purple and 2 black dice.
1 threat.
All right.
As she's going to shoot, Verita's going to shoot, Essex there starts freaking out and pulls on her arm and disrupts her aim.
All right. It is Zentu's turn. She turns and smiles and looks right at Essex. Locks eyes with Essex, and you see this green mist come out of her hands, and it kind of swirls around Essex for a minute, and then his eyes turn green, and who is the nearest? Oh, you just said that you were wrestling with him. Mm-hmm. He looks right over at you and immediately tries to grab you right around the neck. So he reaches right up and he's got a hold of you right around the neck, and he is trying his best to choke you. You know, he's not the strongest lad in the world, so you're going to take 6 damage minus your soak.
Okay, so 2 damage. What are you doing?
And then it's the 2 sisters that are left, because somebody blew one up. They're actually going to fire at you since you blew one of their sisters up. Do you have any defense?
I have a defense of 1.
All right. Flip one of those dark side over for me. So the 2 Night Sisters are left. They drop down and they have these bows, and they begin to glow with a string that comes out of the air. And they fire at you, and they actually hit Reese for 7 damage, minus your soak.
All right.
Next PC's turn.
So I think that's definitely Reese. So he's there grinning. He's having such a great time until he sees that it didn't actually take them all out. He was expecting a bigger explosion. And so he gets distracted as Essex is going to choke Verita, and he sort of like looks over there and then gets hit by one of these energy arrows. And so he actually sort of gets behind Essex and tries to pull both of them to the ground so they'll be out of the line of fire, and he will too because he's too low, because they're basically like hiding behind a lab bench. And he looks up at Ilar and says, "Get down!"
Okay.
Ilar immediately ducks behind any sort of cover, takes out his pistol, and I'm going to take aim at one.
Okay. Are you firing at Zentu or the 2 that just shot your brother-in-law?
2 that just shot the brother-in-law.
So it's 2 purple and 2 black, because they have defense as well. They're very agile. They're flipping around and moving and weaving around each other.
All right. Those out. Look at those blanks. Ooh, 1 success and 2 advantages.
All right.
The weapon, blaster pistol, does a base 6, so 7 damage.
All right. You wing one of them. They're flipping around and doing all their acrobatics. Yes, you're the last PC to go. What would you like to do?
So I kind of hunch forward a little bit as I'm drawing my vibro sword, and I ignite my jetpack and fly across the lab and use the momentum to kind of do like a heavier swing on Sentu. And in doing that, I'm going to use my frenzied attack ability and take 3 strain to upgrade my attack roll 3 times.
Want to use destiny point too?
Do it.
Yeah, why not? This is a good dice pool. I like this dice pool. Okay, so I got an idea for that, the spare, but we're going to come back to that. So the total is 2 successes, 2 triumphs, and a despair. So I'm going to crit.
All right, roll that there percentile dice and add, was it 30 now?
Are you critting with both of them?
Can I?
Then you'd add 40.
It's 10% for each one, so 20 plus your weapon plus any abilities you have for...
My sword also has Pierce 2.
Okay, is it Vicious something too?
Vicious 1, okay. Pierce 2.
And I also
2.
Critted her once, so...
Yep, so you're adding 40% to the roll.
Okay. That is an 85.
Total?
Yeah.
Let's see, until the end of the encounter, the dead cannot voluntarily suffer strain to do anything because they're dead. Should you like to narrate exactly how you make her dead? Because your damage was a lot.
So as I fly past her, I swing my sword and the strike decapitates her just outright. But her head stays on top of her shoulders. And however, because I got that despair, I fly into the vat.
Well, fair enough.
And also knock over one of the little power cells, causing a slight explosion. And the blast is what knocks her head off.
Poor Zentu. She died quickly. We're actually at the end of the round. So there's been lots of explosions, blaster fires. The guy who lives here has decided he's going to come down and see what's going on. And he's really confused to start with because people are shooting his guests. People are cutting his guest's head off. There's 2 Dross that are in some weird wrestling match that's going on over here. And he just... What is going on?
Get down!
All right. He's going to just look very confused. So we'll go back to the top. PC1.
So Verita sets her dragon blaster there to stun and is going to point blank Essek. So one failure came.
Okay. We're going to make it entertaining. Let's flip one of those dark sides. Your shot fires, and poor Zeldrin, who came down to see what's going on, you hit him, and he was potentially going to get down, and now he's not, because he's a little upset.
Does, but it's a little more violent and sudden.
Yeah. next PC.
Dallin kind of looks back into the lab, sees the head kind of bouncing across the lab table towards him. But the other 2 sisters are still up, correct?
Yes.
And he's gonna shoot at one of those 2.
Okay.
What's my difficulty? Do they have defense?
2, yes.
I got 2 successes and an advantage.
Okay. Well, what is your total damage?
So the advantage means I can use both guns. So, I'm also going to kick in one of my abilities, which is Spitfire. Basically, I hose down the room with both blasters. The first one takes 10, and the second one takes 7.
Okay. They're minions, so you take them both out.
Okay. As my movement, I will run in to try and help Yaz out of the vat that he has head first stuck into with his jetpack still running.
Feet. The camera goes over to Essek as he's got a hold of V, and you know, eyes are all glowing green, and he's got a hold of you, and all of a sudden his eyes stop glowing and he just looks down and has this just incredible look of horror on his face as he's realizing what he's doing, and he just drops on you and just starts sobbing.
V takes a few moments to catch her breath. It's all right, darling. It's done. They're dead. You're free.
And
hugs them tight.
There is still one person in the scene that's not you guys, so next PC.
So Reese is going to sort of get up from where Essek and V are having this moment. It's making him extremely uncomfortable. And he gets up and he just kind of holds up his hands to this Char and is like, "This has nothing to do with you. We're sorry about the damage. We're leaving."
You blew up my lab. It has everything to do with me.
You should screen your guests more carefully.
This was about profit, and now I have none.
Would you rather be alive?
Well, that's a stupid question, of course.
Then get out of my way.
Fair enough. I accept your deal.
So he throws him a cred stick with like 5 credits on it.
It's not so bad, darling. You can probably sell his bodies on the black market. I'm sure they're worth something.
He's backing out very slowly.
Yeah, I know a droid on Junkfort Station. He's mostly into skinning Trandoshans, but he might do it. He's gone.
Yeah, once he gets to the top of the stairs, you see him taking off.
Nobody wants a profit these days.
Well, that doesn't mean we can't help it, because look at those sticks over there.
They're going to bleed all over the ship.
No, the
crystals.
Oh, the crystals.
The crystals.
Once you guys get over there and start looking at it, Ilar, make a computers check.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, just make an average computers check. I would say add some black dice, but you're going to get rid of those anyways.
Yeah, I get rid of all black dice. Well, I get rid of 2 black dice.
Yeah, that's all I would have given you.
Average, you said? Sorry.
Correct.
Okay. Yep. 3 successes. 3 successes, 1 advantage, please.
All right. You quickly download some information, and as you're kind of looking at it, you can tell it's schematics. They were taking this ichor and somehow infusing that dark energy into these power crystals so that they could start to use their abilities off-planet.
What? Look at this. What they were trying to put these together with the ichor into the power cells. What is this? Some sort of... they're trying to use this stuff off-planet? Is that what this is?
Ilar, don't worry about it. Grab it. Let's go.
Gone.
Race, do you have the rest of my refrigeration unit?
The camera pans over. We see the crew running out of the building, getting onto the skiff, racing across the ocean, and you guys get back to the ship. You get on the ship. Everybody goes to their prospective areas.
I head up to the bridge and I'm getting us off this planet as fast as possible.
Okay. You don't really meet any resistance. You guys leave the planet fairly smooth. On the trip, Essek comes out. He seems a lot more lucid. He's able to communicate a little better, still not perfect. And he seems to actually communicate almost in kind of a melodious way.
Like a sing song?
Almost like he's singing a little bit. And he seems to be a little bit more happy.
Dal will throw the ship in hyperspace and then come back to the common area where everybody is.
All right, we're on our way. Reese, Ilar, do you guys still need, some expertise from my droid friend?
Yes. Yeah, that would be great.
We'll drop these guys off at Tula and then I'll take you to Junkfort.
Yeah, we could use some replacement parts and, sorry about the fridge, but that was a lot of fun.
Yeah,
Reese, you did great. That was some of your best work. I have to say.
Reese looks
pat him on the back.
Reese looks at Essek and just sort of gives him just like the little bit of a nod.
Yaz, you coming with us?
He walks off to be alone for a moment, and as he walks, he draws his sword. He runs his hand across the flat of the blade. And as you see his hand go across the blade, you can see that there are multiple sets of tally marks going the length. And the last set closest to the tip of the blade is incomplete. And he takes out a portion of his armor, a small piece of metal, and gouges the closing hash on the last set, marking off 100. He then sheaths his sword for the last time and says aloud, "That is another sword to retire. Only 4 more until I can earn your forgiveness. I failed you."
And that's the last of our audio from a Catacon 2017. You will probably notice that in the last minute there was a rather sharp drop-off in quality. What happened was, during the actual recording at a Catacon, we made a small mistake and ran out of space on the soundboard, which doesn't happen during our normal recording sessions because we usually save quite often. However, due to the long-form nature of running a game at a convention with 6 different audio tracks, we ran out of space during the very last scene that happened. So it was recorded after the fact. Everybody recorded at home, so we had varying sound qualities. I really apologize for that, but you still got to hear the end of the episode, which is the important part. Thank you guys all for listening, and thank you for all of our players at the Catacon game. It was so much fun. Even though it was incredibly late at night, I still think we told a great story. Thank you all very much. And in 2 weeks, we start season 4. Thank you all for listening.
This episode's Patreon backer is Michael from the RPG Academy.
Not from the RPG Academy.
Yes, that Michael. Hey, it's A1. Just wanted you guys to know that Redemption is played using the Star Wars role-playing system by Fantasy Flight Games and Lucas Books. Anybody ever wants to get a hold of us, the ship's comm code is at Redemption Pod. Plus, don't tell anybody, but I put a HoloNet page up for us. It's redemptionpodcast.com. And if you can, get on your datapad there and like us on iTunes, Google Play, maybe Stitcher, or whatever other podcatcher you use. It'd be nice if other people could listen to us. And if you ever want to support us and maybe throw us some credits, you could visit patreon.com/redemption. I promise I'll use your credits wisely and won't go gambling. Really, I won't. Don't look at me that way.
A1, who are you talking to?
Goodbye. See you next time.